a front row seat to the Untold Stories as we talk about how to live life on your terms. You're officially part of the inner circle. Welcome to Courtside with Courtney. And don't worry, I comped your ticket. Welcome back to another episode of Courtside with Courtney. We have our New York fashion queen. I love watching you on TikTok. I fell in love with you on TikTok probably about a year ago. You always break the mold. You break the internet. You're always like super honest, talking about your life, fashion, thrifting, your dad who was in the FBI. I want to get into that. Welcome, Miss Hallie Kate, everybody.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
So I want to dive right in. For those of the people that are listening right now that don't follow you and aren't familiar, give us a little elevator pitch. How did you get here? Tell us about you.
Yeah, I moved to New York in 2018 to go to LIM College. It's like a fashion business school here in New York. And I was just working for a celebrity stylist, living my New York life, not posting on social media. And then the pandemic hit and New York stopped. Like everyone from my college moved home. And so I did too, back to Virginia. And I literally like had no friends, nothing to do, as we all did during the pandemic. And I was so bored. So I just started posting on TikTok really random stuff. I started then posting thrifting videos and those kind of started to do well. And that's how I started on TikTok. And then I just started slowly talking about myself and I realized that people actually cared or wanted to hear what I had to say. Yeah. And it was crazy because I did not ever think that was a possibility because I grew up watching all the YouTubers and I thought they were so cool, but I never thought that could be me until this new generation of TikTok. And then I don't even know how we got here. I just started oversharing and people kept liking it. And then I took it to what it is now.
Oversharing is such a vibe. I feel like, do you feel like it's freeing or do you feel like it gets to a point where you like wish you hadn't said something or shared something and then it's like a, you don't have the privacy?
I love oversharing. I feel like I already do that in my personal life with my friends. Yeah. They know every little thing about me, but then it is frustrating on the internet when, you know, your core audience likes the oversharing, but then if it gets on the wrong side of, that's where TikTok is the problem. I feel like on Instagram, maybe it's a little bit different because mostly the people that follow you on Instagram, like already like your content.
And that's the only people that see you pretty much.
Exactly. I mean, Reels has changed that a little bit, but it's like on TikTok, it could just get on the wrong side of the For You page. And then everybody, if you click the comments and there's mean comments, people just bandwagon jump on and say a bunch of crazy stuff. So then that's where oversharing can be a little frustrating because you're like, that's just not what I meant.
I always think too, though, I'm like, you missed it. Yeah. You know, like I think I used to take comments like that really personally. And now I'm just like, how does it feel to be so bored?
No, I agree. I used to take hate a lot more seriously. And then sometimes I realize I'm like, these people are so bored just sitting there. Like that's the only thing they have to do for fun.
Yeah. It's kind of sad sure. At one point on Instagram, I made a hobbies list and I like posted it and I was like, if anyone needs a new hobby, just in case you're struggling to find one, because like hating me is so fun for you. Like here's like, maybe pick one of these.
Yeah.
Including like touch friend. The grass. Yeah.
It is. It's super weird to me that people, cause it's like, I've watched videos before and I've been like, I don't like this. Whatever. Maybe I don't like somebody's outfit, whatever it may be, but never in my life have I been like, you know what? I need to tell them that I don't like their outfit. Yeah. The furthest I'll go is like send the video to my friend in private and be like, oh, I don't like this or say whatever I have to say. But I've never in my life ever thought about leaving a mean comment. It's so weird to me.
It takes a specific kind of person. My best friend and I joke around. We're like, just talk shit to your friend instead. Like if you have something to say, like send it in the group message, but to leave that comment is pretty crazy for sure. But obviously there's way more positive than there is negative.
Yeah.
Or we wouldn't be doing it.
Yeah, 100%. But sometimes like obviously the negative will weigh on your mind a lot more than the positive, which is so frustrating because it's like you have so many people that love and support you, but those like two mean people, it gets to you.
So you kind of started talking about thrifting and fashion. You had like just been done with fashion school and then started sharing about your life. Is that when you parlayed things into talking about dating and just like being...
Yeah, I don't know how I started talking about dating. I think I would just start sharing little stories about like, oh, I honestly didn't even date that much. I was just kind of like living my life, like maybe hooking up with somebody. Yeah, going out, whatever. But I wasn't really seriously dating anybody. And I would just share like the funny moments from, it was more going out centered and it would kind of translate into like, oh, this guy asked me on a date, maybe I'll go. But it wasn't like crazy relationship dating content because I was not super versed in that.
I saw the TikTok the other day when the guy changed his Hinge height.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, what happened with that guy?
I got a little scared because it was really funny. Like, I could not believe I was like swiping on my Hinge and I saw my name and I'm like, there's no way. But I didn't go out with him. Cause he did text me a couple of times and ask like, do you still want to go? But I was just so scared. I was like, I don't know why this is kind of weirding me out. Like, he could have just Instagram DM'd me. It feels a little odd that he made a whole, like, I don't know. I don't like the idea of somebody from Hinge or just somebody I'm going out with knowing I do social media. I don't like to talk about that.
I know. I actually have run into that with dating too. And I feel like it's this weird dichotomy where you do at some point have to say what you do. And then of course people are going to Google you, but like, right. And I want to know their last name. Cause like, I want to Google you,
yeah.
But I don't want you to Google me.
Wait, you Google people before a date?
Yes.
I've never done that.
Okay. So first of all, I'm a little older than you. And it's one of those things where honestly, like there have been times I actually have one really bad first date story that I've never told. So maybe I will tell that on this podcast. But I, in general, have never been like catfished or anything, but it's just one of those things where, especially being a public person, like I want to know who the fuck I'm going out with. And I also want to make sure that like my best friend knows who the fuck I'm going out with. A couple of my best friends all have my location and they'll literally like watch me and they're like, oh, she's going here. But on the off chance that someone ends up being a psychopath, like probably good to Google them. I don't know. Like it's not a deep dive Google about like their life, but it's more so like, I'm just going to probably find your Instagram. I'm going to make sure you're a real person, store your first and last name and kind of call it a day. I don't know like where their dad went to college or anything, but like, you know, I at least know that they're a real person.
No, that's smart. I don't know. I know I will ick myself out and make weird judgments about them ahead of time. I'm like, I have to meet them in person first without ever Googling them because I seriously will not go on the date if I like Google them ahead of time. Cause I'll see like a photo of them playing baseball in college or something and I'll get the ick. And
holding up the fish.
Yeah. Like, oh yeah. And I can't do it. It's like, I just want to judge you in person for myself before I like, or I don't know. I feel like.
So are you even asking their last name though? Like how we.
No, if I meet somebody on like Hinge.
Yeah.
I literally, if they're just like, hey, like, and I like match with them and I like them, whatever. Or, like, I think they're cute and their prompts seem kind of normal. Yeah. If they're like, want to go out? I'm like, all right, do not ask their last name. Like I find that out on the date.
No, I immediately on the date, I'm like, what's your last name? Or not on the date, on the text. I'm like, what's your last name? So I can store you.
Gotcha.
That's like my go-to because how do they know they're the only like Adam in the phone? You know, like
that's so
I
true.
Need your last name.
And that, I mean, that seems safer also. Mm-hmm. I mean, my friends always have my location and stuff. Obviously like they'll be tracking me if I'm in a ditch
go
somewhere.
Missing. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
But I think too, it's like usually a good general rule of thumb. I feel like if you do get the ick from someone that easily, like it's probably fine. You're probably, we're going to get the ick in person anyways.
That's true. That is true.
What are some good Hinge tips?
Oh, I thought my Hinge prompts were good, but then I did a whole episode on my podcast and I had people send in their prompts of what they had. And I was like, oh, these put my answers to like shame. I think it's good to have for the prompts, have it be like a very easy to answer question that can lead to more conversation. Yeah. Some girl had submitted for the episode that I did on my podcast. It was one of her prompts was, what is like the hometown scandal that of your hometown or whatever. And I was like, oh, that's so good. Cause I feel like that leads to like, oh, and you can have a whole conversation based off of that. I don't know. Cause sometimes when people are like, I know the best place in town for tequila. You're like, that's so boring.
Yeah. Or it's like, meet me out for like a martini. You're like,
Yeah, it's giving bare minimum zero effort. I like the funny prompt for sure.
Okay, that's a good tip. And what about pictures? Like, do you think your pictures are giving like content creator influencer, or is it like I'm sure I'm trying to look like a normie?
Yeah, very, very normie. Like they're like photos of me at the bar or whatever. And my number one thing on Hinge is some of my friends, I'll see their Hinge and they're like putting all these photos. And I'm like, girl, you Facetuned that. Love you the most. And like on Instagram, great. Like go off with a little FaceApp, little Facetune, whatever you want. But I'm like, the last thing I think you want is to set the bar higher than you're like.
A million percent. You don't want someone to show up and be like, oh
like, she looks better in person, like on the photo. Yeah. Like I would rather have them like me. And then I show up in person, like, oh, you actually look even better than you did in that photo.
Definitely.
So like, I want to set the bar low so I can exceed it in person.
Come in hot. Yeah.
Cause like, I do not want any Facetune, anything on there or any like just really try hard, like Instagram baddie photo because
sure.
I just don't want to set the bar that high.
I admittedly, I think I have a really hard time taking just like a cheese, like normal photo. I've just been doing this for too long when it comes to like, I'm too used to posing for Instagram photos and I need to not be like, I need to not be like that, but it's really hard. Kirsten will always joke around with me and she's like, you are not, like, you could tell you do not look normal in this. And I'm like, I do though. Like, I am normal, but like, I don't know how to not, it's like, what do you like? Go find shitty lighting and like do a shitty pose. Like, I don't know how to, I'm just too used to being like, the window's here, take the picture this way. Like, yeah. I don't know how to, I need to get some better photos.
But it's, for me, it's just like random. Like, my friend will literally take a photo of me at the bar. Like, and it's like, I'm not looking, like, it's like a very actually candid photo, but there's very few of those that I actually have. Most of mine are like the same, like, good lighting, posing, trying. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I need to probably work on that. Maybe I just need to tell my friends, like, just snap a candid of me.
Yeah.
Just like I turn around and immediately pose. I'm like, right? They're like, no, not like that. Do you use dating apps a lot?
Yeah. The only one I've ever used is Hinge. And yeah. I don't know. I'm not like crazy on it, but it is like in New York dating, I feel like is so hard. I mean, it's hard everywhere. Like, I don't know, but nobody comes, like, no guys come up to girls in bars. So it kind of is your only option here, I feel, unless you meet through like a mutual friend. So yeah, Hinge is the only one I've ever used. I've never done Bumble or Tinder.
I feel like not Raya.
I can't get on it.
Why?
They won't let me.
Send it to me. I'll try to like reference you. I'll give you a rec.
I think at this point it's intentional. I have
stopped. They're like banning you.
No, I mean, they're probably like, this girl will talk about us online, which is fair. Cause like probably. I have probably like 15 to 20.
You can't screenshot it though.
References. I know you can't. I know. But I have so many of the like references or whatever.
Weird.
No. Yeah. And it's okay. I'm like, it is. But everyone always tells me, I don't know. Are you on it?
Yeah.
Okay. Everyone's like, it sucks. Don't like Hinge.
There's a lot of like interesting people, but I feel like it's never realistic really. Cause it's like someone and you're like, oh, this guy's cute. It's like Sydney, Australia. And you're like, that's so pointless. Yeah. Like there's quite literally no, like there's no point.
That is weird, right? Cause it's not by location. It's literally just everybody.
No, and I'll get the most random people.
Really?
Like very random, not their random, but it's like a celebrity. Like one time I saw Malfoy from Harry Potter. It'll be like the most random celebrities where I'm like,
that's so funny. But that's the thing. Like, I just want to be on it for the vibes and like the entertainment of it. It's not
definitely
like
entertaining.
Like, I probably would never actually go out with anybody because exactly. I just feel like it doesn't usually lead anywhere. It's just to be on there for the vibes. And I want to be
exactly. It's entertainment for sure at the very least, but there's always someone I feel like, it'll, like, you know, like a baseball player from so-and-so, they're like, oh, I'm going to be in Austin like in 3 weeks. And you're like, I already forgot about you.
Yeah.
Like 4 minutes. Like, I just can't.
Yeah.
It's too much for sure, but it is entertaining.
Have you been on Raya dates? Like,
I've been on maybe like two ever. And one of them was not good.
Oh,
but my really bad first date story, this is probably from like a year ago. I'm on a first date, maybe not that long ago, but it wasn't like super recently. I'm on a first date with this guy and we had a couple of mutuals and I turned my head at some point on the first date. He takes a picture. I'm unbeknownst to me. Like I didn't know that he took a picture.
Okay.
And he posted it on his story of me on the first date and just said like dinner or something. And I was like, what the literal fuck? And so I texted him. I got woken up to a text from one of my friends who's a mutual. And she was like, oh, I didn't know that you knew so-and-so. And I was like, well, how did you know that I knew him? And she was like, he just posted you on a story. And I was like, he did what? Excuse me.
That's bold.
It was so bad. And it was also, it was like a pity date.
Okay.
I'm going to get hate for this, but it was like somebody where I was like, I was in my like trying to find maybe someone nice era. Like I would never have normally gone out with this guy. And I was like, you know what? It's as my mom would say, no good deed goes unpunished.
Yeah.
But it was one of those moments where I was like, damn it. Like, this is so bad. And I texted him and I was like, did you post me on your Instagram story? And he's like, yeah, but my page is private. And I'm like, what?
Like that doesn't make it better.
Nothing to do with anything. Like, what is your page being private matter? Like, you still have XYZ hundred of people that follow you. How is that relevant? And he was like, well, your head was turned. And he's like, I don't know. I didn't think that was a big deal. And I was like, in what world did you think this was okay?
That already, like, to me, a guy posting an Instagram story is already kind of icky depending on what it is. I'm like, totally. Men get like 4 Instagram stories a year maximum.
Totally. Like, it's like their birthday, maybe like just the drink.
Yeah.
I actually can't think of another one.
Like maybe if they're golfing at some really nice place and they want to tell their buddies.
Beach,
yeah.
Just a beach shot or like a rooftop.
Yeah.
Men love a rooftop.
They do. Men love
or when
a
they
rooftop.
Get engaged, Ali's thing. Yeah.
Birthday.
Yeah, exactly. Like if you have a girlfriend, You can post them.
Yes.
But what are you doing posting alone?
No, yeah, yeah.
That's not for you.
So weird.
No. So it was very strange. He then proceeded to tell me, this is like the cherry on top. He was like, I will never do it again. But if you let me take you out again, like you can just have my phone on the date. I'm like, if I have to have your phone on our date, we have bigger problems. Like I will absolutely never be seeing you again. The only reason I completely forgot about this, I was actually telling this story on a good date that I had the other day. And I was telling the guy this story because we were talking about just like our worst first date stories. Mm-hmm. And that night, or not that night, but like maybe the next night after I'd gone out with the guy who went well with, the next night I run into the guy. The bad date guy. He passes me. He's walking with a girl. His eyes get, when I tell you, his eyes get so wide, bug out of his head. Cause you know, he's like, please just do not like say anything right now. Please don't say anything. And cause if you follow me at all and you, it's like you're, I probably would say something. Oh, like yeah. I would be like, what up? Like strange move, by the way. But I didn't say anything cause I just was so caught off guard with like at the time that he walked by, but his eyes got so big and he kind of like immediately looked down and I was like, no way, because I had no idea. Like I didn't even remember it until I told the story. 2 days later, he shows up.
Oh my gosh. That is so funny.
It was a very strange vibe. And the craziest part was that he spent like the whole date being like, oh, I'm such a private person. And like his dad had some weird like private job and he's like, I'm so private, like on and on about it. And then he did that.
Yeah.
It was very strange.
That's so crazy.
That was really only like my only like really bad first date that I can think of. I really haven't had too many other ones. I think they've all been pretty good. Even if I wasn't super into the person, there wasn't anything that was just like atrocious.
Yeah.
Have you had any like really bad or awkward dates?
I've had, this is the thing for me. I don't even know what counts as a bad date because there's guys that I like am on a date with where I'm like, this is clearly not going anywhere. Like you're not my husband. I know that
you're
right
not
now.
My husband.
Like,
I should let you know.
Yeah. Right now. I know that. But this is the thing. Like, I feel like I can have fun with almost anybody. So I've never like every first date I've been on, it ends up being like 6 hours long. If it's like a drink date, cause then I'll just be like, okay, let's not stop. Like, let's keep going. And just, I don't know. I end up drinking with them for a long time and just partying, whatever. I don't know.
What's your go-to? Like if a guy asks you out for drinks, it's a yes.
Yeah.
What about dinner?
On a first date? No.
Like, what about coffee?
Absolutely not. No, I've only ever done drink dates. Actually, this is a bad first date and I just remembered this right now. This is actually something I did relatively recently.
Okay, hit me with it.
I just remembered. This guy asked me to dinner and I was like, no, I can only do drinks. Made some reason up because I don't do dinner on the first date. Because I don't know why I feel trapped on a dinner because I'm like, I have to sit with you. Not that I've ever walked out on a date, but it's like
a drink could be one or it could be five. Whereas a dinner is like, you're at the dinner.
You're there for at least like an hour.
Yeah.
A drink, you could be like, all right, this was
gotta go. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I went to drinks with this guy. It was our first date. And my friend Jazz I was with her before. So she was with her boyfriend and I was like, oh, come to where I'm at. And I just like, won't tell him obviously. And it was like a crowded place. Like there was a bunch of tables.
She was just going to come and like suss it out. You were on the date with this guy, random guy. And she was going to come with her boyfriend.
Yes. So she did. And they're like sitting like at the opposite end. So like I, at one point like got up and went to the bathroom. Like this guy obviously had no idea that they were there. And then she's like, do you guys want to go play pool at this other bar? So I'm like, all right, why not? So she leaves and goes to this bar. And then I am like, all right, tell the guy, I'm like, let's just go to this bar. And I like, didn't tell him that they were there, obviously. And then I walk in and she does like an Oscar winning performance. She's like, oh my God, it's so crazy to see you here. I thought you were like at this place. Oh my gosh. Like, this is insane. Do you want to play pool?
Too much or like right on the money? He had no idea.
He's like, that's crazy that your friend's here.
I'm like,
it's so wild. And so she's like, we have a table open if you guys want to come play with us. And I'm like, oh, perfect.
Like, she's like, I already have your drink ordered actually. Yeah,
literally. And so like we played, it was fine. Like everything was fine. I was like getting maybe a tiny bit too drunk, like nothing crazy, but just definitely pushing it a little bit where I was probably not being super cute anymore. And then her dog was at my apartment because we were together before. So she had left him there and she's like, okay, I'm going to leave the bar now and go get the dog. Stay here for like 10 minutes with this guy. And then you can go back to your apartment. And this guy's like, oh, I want to meet your dog. Cause I have dogs. And so I was like, okay. So I stay at the bar with him. And I thought I waited long enough. Jazz definitely could have not dilly-dallied in my apartment. I think she was like peeing and then taking a photo and I'm like, whatever. And so I bring this guy back and I just open my door and she's just standing there in my apartment. And he's like looking at me like, I'm so confused. Cause they were just like, bye, we're going home.
And they were also, and then she's like here again.
Yeah. And he's like,
she's like, oh my gosh, I didn't know you were
here. She's like, I forgot I left my dog at your apartment. Like we were trying to make up a lie and he just clearly knew it was like not. And then he never talked to me again. And it was valid.
He just ghosted.
Yeah. Which was valid. Like I would have done the same thing if I were him. Like I get it.
How do you feel about ghosting in general?
I'm honestly fine with it. If it was like two dates, I think past the second, then like if you make it to a third date, you can't ghost after the third date. Yeah. But sometimes I'm like, I don't really want an explanation. Like if it seems like relatively mutual.
There's nothing to even explain like at a certain point.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm just like, okay, like, yeah, we went out twice. It wasn't that fun. Like, or we didn't have the best time. I don't need to hear from you again. It's okay. And I probably would do the same. Like, I don't feel the need to give a giant explanation. Like, hey, I don't know if I'm looking for anything serious. Or, like, whatever that bullshit.
It's like not that serious yet.
Yeah. So I don't know. What about you?
Well, I have like an opposite problem sometimes where I literally can't get rid of men.
Okay.
Like they don't leave me alone sometimes. But it's like one of those things where if someone ghosts, I've been ghosted one time.
Okay.
And I was thrilled about it because it like tells you everything you need to know about somebody. And we had gone on like a few dates.
Okay.
It was very clearly like we had gone on a few dates and he hadn't like gotten what he wanted. Like we hadn't hooked up. And I have a sixth sense about people. Like I have a really strong intuition. And so I knew that that was like kind of what he was wanting. And so I'm not the kind of person that has like, oh, it needs to be this number of dates. And then you do this. Like, I'm not like that. I just go off like how I feel and intuition, like the moment, whatever it is, I can like be right away, or it can be a really long time. Like it just totally depends, like based on the scenario. I don't have like a set amount of rules for that, but I kind of knew that was the vibe with him. And so I intentionally like waited to suss him out and see if he would stick around or if like he was just like, that's what he was looking for. And I was right, obviously. I've like since ran into him and of course he was like, oh, hey. I'm like, hey, like you're still boring. But it was one of those times where he just like, we had been on maybe like three or four dates and he was like very intentional, like about pursuing the next date and then like totally ghosts. That's really my only experience. But I always tell people when they ask me, I think it's great when someone ghosts because they're showing you their level of communication.
Yeah.
I don't think like the same can't really be applied if you go, like you're saying, if you go on one date with someone and then it's not really a vibe, it's like, you don't owe that person much. But if you're like kind of in it with someone, you're talking consistently and they ghost, they're just showing you like, they're not ready for anything. They're not good at communicating. Like they're kind of, they're not the most masculine, like, you know, like people kind of show you who they are.
No, I agree. I've never had like a real ghosting experience where it's like, I felt I was owed an explanation and like somebody ghosted me.
Totally. I feel like it's okay after the first date. I did a bunch of videos on TikTok about like what to say when someone ghosts you and comes back.
Oh.
Because it seems like people do that. Like they come back frequently, like they'll disappear. And then like all of a sudden it's like, oh, hey, like what are you up to? Like, 6 months later, like I get the feedback from people a lot. And there's been some pretty like funny videos on responses to say that it just like, you know, drive the knife in. You can always say nothing, but like, why would you?
Yeah.
If you have something good to say.
I saw somebody say that you should just like when you hold down the message and you can hit ha ha, you just ha ha the message. I was like, that's good.
That's actually great. I feel like a ha ha is either like perfect or it can be infuriating.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, like if you say something really serious and someone's like, ha ha, you're like, blood boiling.
Yeah.
So you grew up, your dad was in the FBI, right?
Yes. Yeah.
How was that?
I never knew really anything of it. When I lived in Chicago for the first like 8 years of my life. So when I was young, and that's where my dad was doing like actual FBI stuff that you would see in movies where it's like drug and gang stuff.
Did you know he was in the FBI at the time or did he have like a fake job?
No, I knew that he was in the FBI. Like it wasn't completely undercover, but definitely like everything at my house was in my mom's maiden name, even though like she had obviously my dad's last name.
I always thought that if you were in the FBI or the CIA, like people couldn't know for some reason.
It's
probably just like a huge generalization, but I always thought that.
It depends because there's some people that are like fully undercover. And then there's some people like my dad was like evidently in the FBI. I obviously was like 6, 7, 8. I wasn't really comprehending what he did as a job. I knew like he had handcuffs and I was like, all right, like, I don't know. but I didn't really know much about it. But then when we moved to Virginia, he worked at Quantico, which there's like a bunch of TV shows about stuff. And so he was doing more administrative kind of stuff there where it was just the FBI Academy. So it was like teaching. He wasn't arresting people and doing crazy stuff. So I don't know. It was like a chiller experience from like what I remember. It wasn't anything like crazy.
Yeah. Was there anything that he like taught you growing up as far as like being more aware of your surroundings or like, was there anything like that, that you feel like you picked up?
I don't know. I think he's like, he's the chillest guy. Like he's not like that at all. Like I feel like my mom is way more like that. And then my dad just like, you're fine. Like,
you're good. That's funny.
Yeah, I don't know.
I want to talk about the Instagram photos that he took for you. Cause that's so funny. Yeah. So tell that story.
Yeah. I posted a video the other day. I posted that like a while back too. And basically this guy had, it was my first time ever like truly liking a guy and I didn't understand how to behave after. And so he kind of like ghosted me and fucked me over. And he didn't really ghost me, but whatever. I was so devastated by it. And it was almost Valentine's Day. And I had thought of this caption on Valentine's Day because we had just kind of ended things. And I was like, what if I put, instead of, you know, because I'm not celebrating Valentine's with him, I put Happy Independence Day. I was like, as my caption.
Like a single announcement. Yeah.
Yes. And I was like, this is going to eat. This is going to be iconic. I had no followers at the time, like nothing. Like it was probably going to get 250 likes, but I was like, everyone needs to know. And I didn't have anybody to take my photo. So I was like none of my friends were around. So I was like, Dad, I'm so sorry. Like we were in a hotel in like New York, I think I was like visiting here to like find an apartment. And I was like, Dad, I'm so sorry. Like close your eyes. Like I don't have a tripod. Like you have to pull through for me. And my dad's like, all right. So my dad's just like sitting there. My boobs are like fully out. It was very bad. Like the outfit was horrible. Also, I don't know. I think I literally packed that just to take the photo. So bad. And my dad just, he clicked away. He did the thing. And
what a king.
Yeah. He's a king for that, for real.
For sure. And then you have your brother / like neighbor that takes a lot of your photos for you.
Yes. Yeah. Those videos are always so funny when I post them because people are always shocked because you really just have to train them. Like, I think it's easy when it's like a brother because you can just bully them. And so I've just like gotten lower. So like on a family vacation, you need somebody to take your photos. You don't have your friends around. So I've just trained my brother.
My brother's the one that does it on my family vacations too. And I feel like he's just kind of gotten accustomed to it. He doesn't like to be in front of the camera, but he will agree to take my photo, which I feel like has been helpful. Do you have any good photo tips? I feel like your Instagram does eat for sure.
Thank you. I don't even know. My one thing is I feel like it's about the angle of it is a big thing for me. And I feel like always, that's what I always tell people is have your feet at the very, very bottom where it's almost like cutting them off and then space above your head.
Yes. There's nothing worse than like no space above the head and then like giant gap under the feet.
It's the most unflattering thing. It makes you look stubby. It makes you look weird. Like it's just like
rookie 101.
The proportions. Absolutely not. So I think that is the baseline of like, get my feet at the very, very bottom and then space above the head. Like you kind of can work from there in cropping or filtering or whatever. As long as you have that's the baseline.
Favorite editing apps like Tezza. What do you use?
Tezza. Yeah.
Me too.
I don't even really edit much. I used to be so crazy about editing and I would sit there for hours. Now I'm not kidding. If I take an Instagram photo within 5 minutes, it's up on my Instagram. Yeah. I used to like sort through and be like, which one's better and overanalyze. And now I'm like, that one's fine. And that one's fine. Let's throw it up on the Instagram.
Don't you feel like this actually do better?
Oh, so much better. I used to like be so crazy about it. And now I feel so much better about everything. Like, and I think people like it more too, because it seems more genuine than like the super try hard, like what I used to do. I don't know. But I'll throw like a Tezza Coco on there. That filter.
I love Coco.
It just makes you tanner. And
it's like a really good one. Coco with like a little grain sometimes.
Yeah.
It almost makes it pinkish though.
You think?
Like it's an interesting like brownish pinkish, which I like.
Yeah.
But it definitely like adds an interesting hue to it
that
I don't feel like I find in other filters, but I like that app a lot.
I do. I've been using Tezza for seriously like,
and I like that you can organize your feed and just like see how something looks.
Oh, do you do that on there?
Yeah,
I haven't.
I like to get better. I need to get better about being more candid. Like I said, I feel like I'm still leaning in. Like my 36 year old ass is still like a little too posy. Like you need to give me, maybe you should critique my Instagram.
Okay.
That would actually be iconic. and I'm not sensitive. So you can give me a good rundown.
I think you have a good Instagram though. I'm not, my Instagram is not like, I don't think it's good at all, especially the feed. It's shit. Like if you look at my feed, No.
I came up in an era where like I do give a shit about the aesthetic and it's so hard to unlearn that sometimes my brain. I'm like, no one else cares about this, but I do. Like I have like touches of pink right now and I need that. Like yeah. I like thrive on it. I'm like, oh.
But that's good if you like that.
It's just pretty. It's more like it doesn't keep me up at night, obviously, but it's like a fun self-express. It's kind of like art. Like it's a fun self-expression. I like how it all comes together.
Yeah.
But I do feel like it's too posy. I get it.
No, I get that. Like there's just differences in how people go about things. Some people are super aesthetic and then I'm like the opposite where I just like don't care. And I never have. Cause I'm like, people don't follow me for my cute, whatever photos. Like they just want to hear me
people
run my mouth.
People don't follow me like, for that either. Yeah, I'm like, they don't care. No one cares. Like I need to not die on the hill. You know?
Yeah.
I feel like it would be like better for me if I wasn't dying on that hill for sure. But I feel like New York City influencers, content creator, girls like get kind of a little bit of a bad rep. I know so many girls here and I love every single person I know here. So I haven't had this experience, but I feel like people get a bad rep for being kind of like clicky. Has that been something you've experienced or do you feel like people are open? And is that, I've done this long enough to know that like you can't believe everything you hear online.
It's really interesting because I've been kind of in the scene of the influencers from like pretty much the beginning. Cause I think a lot of us really started around 2020 pandemic. And then the people that were living here like started just going to events and it kind of became what it is now. Yeah. And I would say there's a core group of probably like 20 of us that I'm like pretty much any event I go to, I'm like at least three or four of those 20 girls are going to be here. And there's definitely little cliques within it for sure. But none of it's at all like mean. Like there's people that I know, like they're going to be here together. They're friends. They're this, but like genuinely, if I walk into an event, I like view all of those people as my friends. I might not see them all like all the time. Like, oh, let's just go to dinner tonight.
Yeah.
But it's like when we see each other at those events, we're talking the whole time, not about even influencer stuff, just like real life. Pretty much everybody, there's like maybe three or four people where I'm like, don't love.
Yeah.
But for the most part, really everyone is so nice and like we're all friends and it's not, people try to make videos like, oh, the mean girls or this or that, which really none of that is true for the most part.
It's also, I've had a similar experience and I feel like that's like a buzzy thing for people to say, so-and-so's mean. And it's like, honestly, the people that get called that oftentimes in my experience, at least like in my age demo of people, have actually been some of the nicest. It's just like, they don't come on and they're not as fake.
Yes.
And so it's like the perception is different, you know?
Yeah. Some of it also, I feel like stems from misogyny. It's really just like people just want to hate on women.
A million percent.
It's super odd to me because like these people have done absolutely nothing wrong, but people are like, she's mean. And it's like, how do you know that? Like, it's so weird.
1,000,000%. I mean, people started saying that shit about me when it would be like, I got my lips done or something. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, you've changed. And it's like, cause I got lip filler. I have like my, like, internal being has changed. Like my heart has changed or my like, you know what I mean? Like my personality changed because I got lip filler, or is that just your perception of me? Like that's what you want to say. So you got, was it chin
like, lipo?
Explain this.
I honestly,
it looks so good.
Thank you. I'm like, it does, because it literally changed the shape of my face. I didn't even realize at the time of doing it how much it really would. It's such a subtle change, but it like, seriously, I can't even look at videos of myself from a year ago. It might be a year ago today I got
I'm not
kidding.
Really?
Yeah.
Happy chin anniversary.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Because my friend Jazz got her boob job a year ago yesterday, and I'm pretty sure I got mine like the day after. So that's the only reason
there
I know
you
that.
Go. But, did you guys recover together?
Yeah, kind of. It was kind of an accident, like that they got scheduled at the same time. But
did you move to Florida? Why do I think that?
No, that was at the time a year ago. Jazz and I were going to move to Florida. We made a whole video. We were like, moving to Florida.
Yeah.
And then we got, because we were like, oh, we just want to be somewhere warm sometimes, like fly out there, why not? And then the month that we were going to move, we got invited seriously on like 3 brand trips. And I was like, oh, I'm going to be gone the whole month. And there's actually zero time for me to go to Florida. And then every month started being like that. And I was like, oh, I have stuff to do. There's not a single time that I'm going to be able to go to Florida.
And I also feel like New York's such a nice, like easy hub to travel to and from, you know, like it's probably nice to be here. And you guys always have stuff going on here.
Yeah. My life got too busy where I was like, yeah, I cannot do that. So we were going to move to Florida only part-time, but it just ended up not working out. But yeah, that was around the same time as the chin lipo. The chin lipo, it was chin lipo and face tight. So it was,
oh, like, I don't even know what that is. Explain that one.
It's like they just made three incision points. There was like one tiny little dot, like literally microscopic, and then like behind my ears right here. And I was like awake. So I wasn't fully under. It was done at the like office. Wow. It wasn't in a hospital or anything.
All of it or just the
It was all at the same time. And like I was like, I was super drugged out, like loopy. I was on some sort of sedative, and yeah, they sucked out like fat from under everybody. Kind of most people have like a just genetic pocket of fat under your chin. Nothing wrong with it, but I didn't like how mine looked, especially from the side profile. Cause obviously I'm on camera all the time. So when I would turn to the side, I just couldn't stop looking at it. And then the face tight is this little probe that they put under your skin and like on top of it. And it basically just tightens all your skin up after the lipo, I believe.
That makes sense. Cause otherwise it would still be there.
Just, I don't really know, but, that really truly made such a difference in my face. The recovery was pretty easy. It was like, I had to wear this head wrap for 48 hours. Yeah. And then
That's it.
Yeah. It was super fast. And then it was definitely, I still looked pretty swollen, like not great. I went on like a benefit trip literally like 5 days later. And I look back at this, I'm like, my face, I'm like, I look like I just got my wisdom teeth out. Like it was not cute, but yeah. And then I started getting masseter Botox also. And that really sealed the deal.
I feel like a lot of people are doing that right now. The masseter Botox thing.
The best. I love it. Like it really just slimmed. Even after, I can see the difference from after getting the chin lipo, because then I saw like the recovery and the healing of that. And then I got the master Botox and that changed even more, where it just made my jawline
interesting,
like a lot sharper.
I would, I feel like I would like it from the feeling standpoint, because I definitely do clench my jaw, but I like to have like a really defined jaw. So I feel like I wouldn't, like, I don't want to make it smaller because I like that it's like defined, but I wish I had like more release in this area, because I definitely like, it bothers me. I hold my stress like in my shoulders and in my jaw. When you shared everything, like how do people receive it? I was actually talking on my episode with Serena about this, because I think there's this whole thing online where people want you to be really open and like not gatekeep and share everything, but then like kind of shit on you when you do. And it's hard.
Oh my gosh. It's so, that really taught me you cannot please everyone and you just have to accept that, because one of the things I will say that I already wanted to get the chin lipo, but I have a very round face just naturally, and they were calling me moon face online. Like and it was driving me nuts. And so I will say that kind of did make me want to get the chin lipo even more. And so they would always like, everybody would just shit on like, your face is so round, whatever. And so then I did it. And then I did receive a pretty good amount of comments. It's like, wow. It was around the time, I will say, everyone was getting boob jobs.
I was one of those people.
Yeah. Which like, I feel like if you want it, get it. Who cares? Yeah. But there was a lot, I will say, a lot of influencers at one time getting boob jobs kind of like within a month period. So it was just kind of, I feel like, weirdly coincidental, but I don't know. And so then people were like, really shitting on me for getting the chin lipo. And I was just so frustrated, because I was like, you guys have told me how ugly I am for so long. Then I do something to change it. And then you're like, why would you do that? You were beautiful before. I'm like,
you can't win. You cannot win. Obviously you're beautiful now and you're beautiful then. That's people are just bored and sad.
Yeah.
But it is one of those things that is like, I love this job. Like I feel so blessed and grateful every single day, but it's one of those things that kind of comes with the territory. It's one of those things where you want to be open, and it's part of probably why we like to do what we do, because like you said, you're a natural overshare. I'm the same. Like when I'm telling my friends a story, they know every detail of the story, right? Like I'm definitely one of those people where I'm like, and then, so that is just kind of like who we are inherently. But it definitely comes with people then like spinning whatever you say, which I feel like is frustrating.
Yeah.
But it just is what it is. You have to realize that you can be like the juiciest peach and there's still going to be somebody that doesn't like peaches.
100%.
That's okay.
Yeah. That was a really good way to put it.
Thank you. I think too, I wish for people that people had a better like filtration system on if someone really like bothers the fuck out of you, just don't follow them. That's totally okay.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I want to talk about perfumes, because I saw your TikTok the other day about perfumes. I'm in a perfume rut. And you were saying people tell you that you smell good and you walked in, and that's the first thing I thought. First of all, I was like, oh my God, she's so cute. And then I was like, wait, and she smells amazing.
Thank
so
you.
Give me the rundown, because I'm in a rut. And while I admittedly have like 150 perfumes, I feel like I hate like 149 of them right now.
Really? Okay. See, this is the thing. I'm not a fragrance like guru. I'm not like, I don't care genuinely how I smell. I care about how I smell. don't want to smell
Don't
bad.
Put that on the hinge. Yeah.
No. Oh my God. But I mean, like, I don't care about scents. If it's perfume, I'm like, it's perfume. Like, yeah. I don't care. But I take note on how other people react. And I started wearing the Prada Paradox perfume. It's like that little triangle bottle.
It's cute. A cute bottle.
It's so cute too. It just looks cute on your like vanity. Yeah. But I started wearing it and I would notice every time I would walk in a room, like I would wear it to events a lot of times and I'd be standing in a group of like 15 influencers who all probably have perfumes on as well. And somebody every time would go, somebody smells really good. And then they would like literally be working their way around and they'd be like, wait, it's you. And I started to realize where it became, I would walk into a group of people. I knew somebody was going to be like, somebody smells really good. I'd be like, it's me. Like not to brag and be like, it's me, but
casual, subtle flex. Like, it's me. I know.
I'm like, I already know. It's like, we don't need to talk about it for 10 minutes. It's me.
But I like what you said about how you have a different perfume for all the scenarios. Cause I do think whether you're like going on a podcast, whether you're going to work, or maybe you're going on a first date or a girl's night out, it's kind of nice to have something for every occasion. Cause it's one less thing you have to worry about.
Yes.
Yeah. Which is nice. So give me, what are the other ones?
The Prada one is for like the girlies. Like I literally put it on today. I was like, they're going to love this.
We did.
But then, the YSL Libre is my other like go-to. I think that one smells so good. It's my favorite one. And that one, it's more like sexy. Like I notice like guys more
okay,
so.
Yeah,
will be
I need
like
a good date night one.
That one is the best YSL okay. Libre. People like guys I notice more are like, oh, you smell good.
I'm going I've never shopping had a, tomorrow. We'll put it on the list.
Just try it or just smell it. Even okay. You'll be like, it's so good.
Okay. I'm excited.
And then Victor and Rolf, they have the flower bomb, which I like. That's just like the
basic one.
Like daytime. I'll wear that occasionally, but they put out a ruby orchid one, which is like, it's like darker and deeper and it's more nighttime. And it also, if I'm not doing the YSL Libre, I'll do that one.
Do you like more feminine, like florally or like sweet, or do you like more masculine usually?
See, I see like the floral sweet as the daytime perfume. Okay. And I see the like masculine kind of whatever as the nighttime
sexy
one.
Sexy is like a little bit more nighttime.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So that's why I like the YSL is like the nighttime one.
I also feel like smell is so huge. It's crazy how it can trigger memories. Like there's a certain, obviously I'm divorced now, but I remember like the perfume that I wore on our honeymoon. Like when I smell it, I'm immediately like, I'm in Paris.
Yes.
Like I remember that. And it's weird how a smell can like take you back to that time for better or worse. Right.
Yeah.
But it's interesting.
No, it is crazy. Like when you get a whiff of something and it just like literally you can see in your head, like a full memory or like a time period. Yeah. And it is the craziest feeling. And the smell also, I like feel like smell is so important because if somebody smells bad, it doesn't matter if they're the nicest person in the world. I can't do it. It's like, I'm so sensitive to it. So it's like, that's why I always feel like I need to smell good. I always have gum cause I just want my breath to smell good. Like I can't.
Definitely. Oh. I'm a big gum girl too.
Oh yeah.
But I think this is like a really random tip and this is kind of dark, but if I'm doing something or I'm like, whether I'm like having a really hard day or I'm going through like something darker or I have like a funeral or something like really hard, I actively don't wear perfume.
Oh,
because then you're attaching it to like a really bad memory.
That is so true.
Like a really like sad thing. And so there's been times when I've like almost sprayed something. I'm like, wait, I don't want this to be like where my mind goes when I spray this because I love it, you know?
That is really smart. Yeah.
So hot tip. That's kind of like morbid.
No, that is. I feel like especially I've never been to a funeral, but if I go to a funeral, I will not wear a perfume because that does sound like damn.
No, yeah, because it's like where it takes you back. But even if you go to have a conversation with someone and you feel like it's gonna be like a breakup conversation, whatever, it doesn't have to be like a literal funeral, but anything that is like leaning negative or like negative to like really bad, I don't wear perfume because I feel like that's what your brain goes to.
Yeah.
You know?
That is really smart. Yeah.
It's really
I've never thought about that.
Yeah, it's interesting. So you went to fashion school. What do you feel like are some good trends to look out for this year? Anything that you're like really excited about or loving?
Mm-hmm. I'm like really excited that leopard print.
I love leopard print.
I've always loved it. But then I feel like for a time I could only associate it with like Kris Kardashian.
Or kinda, like New Jersey.
Yeah, like very like that. And I don't know. I like that people are like, it's a neutral now. I'm like, all right, amazing. Cause I've always loved it. I have just been obsessed with Sex and the City recently. Mm. It's my first time watching.
I just downloaded it for the plane, but I haven't started it yet.
Have you not watched?
Never, weirdly.
You will.
Like I've watched like an episode here and there, but I've never watched it for the beginning, which is weird. Cause like in my age demo, like you think I would have, like tons of my friends have, but I haven't.
you will literally, like I'm telling you, you'll be so obsessed. It teaches you more about life than like anything in my life ever has. Truly, it's insane.
What season are you on?
The fifth, I believe.
Okay. How many are there?
I don't even know. There's like a movie too. And then now, or there might be two movies. And then there's like the new like reboot of it. I have not gotten down that whatever yet, but I am so obsessed with their style. And it just like reignited a flame in me. I'm like, oh my gosh, like I am on The Real Real every day, like searching.
I love The Real Real. It's kind of hard to navigate though. Like the interface is weird. I don't know why.
It is weird, but I'm just on that app every single day. I don't like how they have things laid out, but I just search things. Yeah, okay. Like I'll watch what they're wearing and then I'm like, ooh, and I'll like search the brands that they're wearing or like the shoes. Yeah. And then I'll just fall down a rabbit hole and I like have so many hearts on there and everything. Yeah. But the leopard print, I'm really happy about.
I'm excited about that too. For somebody that's young and like wanting to start social media or like creating content, do you have any tips or like advice or just like anything for someone that is wanting to do what we do, but like just starting out?
Yeah. I think for me, it's about being consistent. Like when I was first starting, I was posting seriously like 8 times a day. And I would then look at the end of the day, okay, what has done well? Like what has absolutely flopped? And the things that would flop, I would like take account of and be like, okay, maybe people don't want to see this from me. Or maybe, you know, I let these clips drag on too long. And I would just try to like kind of think about that. And then I would archive the videos that did really not well. And so then it's like, when people would go look at my page, it looked like every day I was getting like 2 or 3 videos with a decent amount of views because I didn't want it to look like, oh, like only some of her videos do well, whatever, which might be stupid, but it really did kind of work, I think. But it was a lot of work at the beginning, especially like now it's definitely, I feel like pretty sure when I'm posting a video, okay, this isn't going to absolutely flop or I need to archive this. But because I was like so scared of that at the beginning, which there's nothing wrong with a video flopping. Everybody has it happen.
Sometimes I feel like they take off later.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Which is weird.
And that's the thing. Know? Before I feel like back then, I'm talking like 2020 when I was first starting, maybe it was a little bit different, but now I would say leave your videos. Like nobody actually cares about that. And sometimes, yeah, you're right. Like it'll just randomly get on the algorithm and start doing well like days later. You never know.
Has the come up felt like fast or has it felt to you like it's been like a long time and you've been in it? Like, did it feel like you were in fashion school and then all of a sudden like you had 1 million followers on TikTok? Like
it would be like random spurts of really crazy growth and then like kind of stall out and then keep going until I've gotten to where I am now. Now I feel like pretty consistent with it and I don't know. I just feel like I'm like at a solid place now, but for a while, like it would be like, I got like 100,000 followers in a day one time because my videos just kept getting like millions and millions of views. And when I was posting about like certain stuff, like when my videos would go super viral for like the high school outfit videos or whatever it was.
When you're talking about dating, but you're dating someone, like, okay, let me try to rephrase this. So when you're dating someone, but in so much of your content, like is about dating and telling stories and stuff, like, does it ever get weird and muddy? I'm asking like, cause personally I feel like if I'm dating someone and I'm giving relationship advice, people always apply it to think that that's like what I'm present day going through. And a lot of times I'm just talking about something I've been through in general, but not like today. And then people are like, oh, you broke up or whatever it is. And it's like, no, like, first of all, like, oh, I've been single for months. Or it's like, no, we're like super happy or whatever the situation is. But people assume that like what I'm talking about in my content is my present day life. And it gets weird.
That is a really hard road to navigate because like when I was in a relationship, people would, I would still tell stories like, oh, cause it would come to my brain or I'd get a Snapchat memory and I'd be like, oh wait, I forgot this happened. I would tell a story. Like it was clearly not about the like current relationship or anything, but then people would be like, doesn't your boyfriend get like offended that you're talking about like past people you've hooked up with or whatever? And I was like, he does not care, like whatever. But
I think you have to be a certain level of secure to date someone in general that like shares about their life. I think part of what comes with the territory for sure.
And I think it's just about respect. Like I would never, whenever I tell stories about dating or whatever, one, that is a for sure, like it's done. Yeah. Like that person's not in my life anymore. And I leave it very vague to the point where like no one would ever be able to go dig up and find who I'm talking about because I would never want to like like, that's a big thing for me. Like, I never want to air somebody out that didn't ask to be put online. Like, just because like we had an interaction doesn't mean that it's okay for me to now go talk about it online. I will say one time I like,
I've done that with exes where like they did something and I'm like, this one time, I don't use people's names.
Yeah.
But I feel like sometimes people can piece it together and sometimes it's super vague. It just depends.
Well, a lot of times, like I've only ever shared like one guy on my TikTok ever. So like, that was never really an issue for me in terms of like telling stories, because I would never put these people online or anything. Yeah. But one time I did tell a story about this thing that I did to this guy that I had like been very loosely associated with. And I changed the story a lot because I didn't want him to know I was talking about him. And I thought, oh, I'll just change this story. Like, I was still telling the overall moral of the story was still the same, but I changed like all the details so he wouldn't know I was talking about him. He still did. And he commented on the TikTok and he was like, hope you're doing well. And I was so mortified, embarrassed, because I was like, oh my God, I can't believe he saw this.
He still knew.
Like, he still knew the thing was about him. And it was like some crazy thing that I was explaining that I had done. And I was just like, whew, I had to take a break for a minute from like talking about stuff like that.
So basically you just do like a little separation of church and state. Like you could still, you could be like happily dating someone and you're still like, you could still tell a story that's not present day related to like what you're going through.
Yes.
But it's just for the content, and then relationship is separate.
Yeah. And I like would never want to date somebody that actually like watched my content or like value. Yeah. Like the people I've dated in the past, like literally don't even have the TikTok app, which is fine. Like it's, I don't need them supporting me. Like,
for sure.
Like don't watch what I'm saying.
You can support me by not watching anything that I say, please.
Legit.
I actually love it and respect it when people are like, I didn't like, you can Google me to make sure I'm like a real person. But when people don't do like a deep dive on you, like I want you to get to know me for me and not worry about
what you're saying online.
My video on TikTok, for sure. So
yeah.
I think that's healthy. Definitely. After going through like a public relationship, would you post someone again? Or do you feel like you would keep it private for a while or just go for it?
I think the problem with me is people will post it for me no matter what.
I've like, had that happen too.
Yeah. So it's like, especially cause it's like, what am I going to do? Like hide my entire, like I'm not, if I, even if I'm not putting it online, I still just like live my life in New York City. And obviously people see me out and do with that what they will. So I don't think for me, there's no like really hiding a relationship or whatever, but I think I would, I never really posted like my ex that much by any means. So I don't like, I felt like the amount that I shared him was just a normal amount that I, cause like he was a big part of my life, obviously. Yeah. So it's like hard to not post. Like I would have to actively be like lying in all of my videos.
Yeah,
to,
or be like, can you scoot over? Like I'm taking a picture. And it's fun. Like if you're really into someone, like it's fun obviously to be able to do that sometimes.
Yeah. And so I don't know. I wouldn't like have changed anything that I did in the past. And like going forward, I don't know how I will maneuver that.
Navigate
but
it.
Yeah. I don't know. But I wouldn't like really change anything that I did. Yeah.
I think that's like a good overall way to live in general.
Yeah.
Current favorite products right now? Anything that you're loving? It can be so random, anything.
I just got a new espresso machine, actually. Oh. I got sent it in PR, which was like the most random thing. And it's like a touch screen and it grinds like the coffee beans for you.
That's
and
nice.
Stuff. It's so fun. It's from Terra Cafe. I like, that's my, I'm like such a coffee person too. I have like three a day.
Me too.
And I've been buying them all out. And if you do the math on that, it's actually sick. It's like $8 each coffee. And that's just way too much money to be spending on coffee. So I really do like that espresso machine. That might be.
You have to try my creamer. So I have a very specific coffee creamer situation. So do you not do dairy though?
I don't.
Okay. I wonder if you could do it with coconut milk or something. Probably like some sort of condensed
coconut
milk.
I think I saw you make a video about this.
So I make like a homemade whip, basically. I do heavy cream, but I'm sure you could do like coconut or whatever. And then I do a little bit of maple, a little bit of cinnamon, and a little bit of vanilla. And I whip it like with a frother.
Yeah, I saw you do this. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So hot coffee, pour the cold, like creamer on top, will change your life.
Okay. That sounds really
good.
It
is the absolute best.
Yeah, with I bet you could with coconut creamer for sure.
Definitely. Or like some kind of, what's the coconut in a can? Like the condensed,
yeah.
Probably just that, right? Instead of the milk. I don't know if it would whip the same, but you can also do it in a blender if the frother doesn't work.
Okay. Oh my gosh. That sounds really good.
It's really good. What else? Beauty trends you're loving? Like anything?
I feel like, I don't know about beauty trends. I feel like I do my makeup the exact same almost every single day. When I have like something that works, I stick to it. I do love a lot of blush.
You're going to be obsessed with the new Dibs blushes. I'll give you some. No, I need. On the way out, but yeah,
your blush looks amazing, like, right now.
Live and die by them. They're so good. I swear. Okay. You're going to be obsessed.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I don't have like crazy beauty trends. I need to try also the highlight that
you're
we were talking about.
The statistic for going out. So lotion, either like body lotion or oil or like something first, and then just like stripe it on and it will absolutely change the game. Talk about like slaying an Instagram photo. It'll be game changing.
Okay. I can't
swimsuit,
wait.
Swimsuit, legs out, like anything. You won't go back.
I'm going to Bora Bora next week. So I need that for that.
It's perfect. Oh, I got you. Tell people where they can find you.
TikTok at Hallie Kate and Instagram at Hallie KMCG.
And you have a podcast.
Yes. It's called Delusional Diaries. You can go listen. It's fun.
Amazing. Thank you so much. This has been a blast.
Oh my gosh. Thank you for having me. This was so fun.
Bye.